We are picking up five lines from the top of Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph. We are on the word Zeh HaKlal. So the Mishnah told us that someone who does a malacha, right, and malachta miskayemes, then it's going to be chayev. So the Gemara says that whenever you say Zeh HaKlal, that this is the rule, there's always coming to include a chiddush. So what's the chiddush over here? What rule, what's coming to be included by this? So the Gemara answers, Latuye Dacha Kafiza Bikaba. So the Gemara is saying that this is coming to include a case where someone is like carving out a kli, a vessel, with it has a kav over here, the shear of a kav. So it has a shear of a full kav, and you're only filling it up with a shear of 3/4 of a kav. So Rashi explains that the chiddush is that since a person is intending to make a bigger thing and they only carved out a smaller one, you're still going to be chayav. It's sort of Eliyashiv asks, where in the world do we see that that would be a havamina, you shouldn't be chayav on such a thing? We write by ksiva, let's say, if you write shem mishim when you partial malacha, you're fully going to be chayav. So why over here, what I have havamina, yes, you made a smaller kli and you could have made a bigger one, why shouldn't it be any difference over here? So Eliyashiv wants to give a teretz that really we're saying that since I was making the smaller thing, it was a chisorn etzem alacha, because since I made it, I was intending to make this big kli, that only that is my kavanah at all, and anything less, I would have thought is not even my kavanah whatsoever for making this. I thought that the derech hasiya, the way I made it, to make, I really was supposed to make a big one, I only made a smaller one, is not at all in accomplishing what I had intended to do. And that was avmina kamashmon, therefore, that you are going to be chayav. Now the Mishnah continues, quoting the Mishnah, the Gemara says now, Rabban Shimon Gamliel omra makeh bekorna salasad, and again, someone who's hitting the hammer with this heavy steel, like an anvil, he's going to be chayev. So the Gemara says, "My kavod, what exactly is going to be doing in order to be chayev?" So what did he do? The Gemara says, "Rabbi Yosef, nay, shemimamin es yado." What's he doing is that he's preparing himself. He's practicing for, he's practicing to be able to hammer properly. So that's the malach over here. Rashi points out that he's practicing bringing the hammer down the exact amount of, precise type of hitting that needs to be done in order for the specific malach that he was doing. So now the Gemara says, the Gemara rejects it. The Gemara says, Kashu be b'nei Rachava. B'nei Rachava found this very difficult. Ela ma'ata, chaza umnasa b'shavsa v'gamar hachin nami dechayev. So someone is just watching, a guy who's an expert craftsman on Shabbos, do what he has to do, he's going to be chayev. So he hasn't done any malacha. At the end of the day, you can't tell me that he's going to be chayev. It can't be that he's chayev midoraisa for this. So the Gemara says, "Elam abayev rava demetavayo shekain mardide tase mishkan osinken." No, really, we're assuming that people who used to pound the sheets of the krushim, which were covered in gold, the krushim, right, the beams were covered in gold, so they used to do this. So this, since at the end of the day, the smiths had to hammer out the gold thin sheets, and they would strike this very heavy metal on it, and specifically 3 strikes to ensure that the hammer would remain smooth and not puncture the sheets. Since they were doing that, so then they're going to be chayav. The Gemara now brings a raya. The Gemara says, "Tana mihachi." We see this also a raya for this in the Brisa. The Brisa tells us, "Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, afa makeh bekornos al asada meshas malacha chayav." That someone who strikes the hammer with this heavy metal is going to be chayav on Shabbos. Shekain mardide tase mishkanos, because that is exactly what we see the farish over here. The people who are hammering out the krushim and the sheets, the gold on the outside of the krushim, they would do this, they would do this, so therefore we see that you are going to be chayav. So a fascinating shayla, though, the Gemara has rejected the chaze amnusa b'shavas gamar hachanami chayav. The Gemara said that before that, the Gemara was suggesting if you're just watching a craftsman do his work, are you going to assume he's chayav midaraisa? So the Achronim were asked, the Yavitz, the Rav Yaakov Emden was asked about, it used to be the Jewish, there was no medical schools, they all used to have medical school on Shabbos. So a guy wanted to learn how to become a doctor, he had to go on Shabbos, so he had a shayla from Yaakov Emden, can he go on Shabbos to watch the guy perform a surgery? So Rav Yaakov Emden quoted this Gemara, and he quoted this line where the Gemara says, Chazim Tavshas, the Gemara Hachanam Dechayev, and he says, therefore, even though that's rejected, that was only assuming that it would be an Isra Dereisa. Whenever the Gemara was just bothered by being an Isra Dereisa, but for sure, according to Rav Yaakov Emden, he thought it would be still an Isra Derabanan to do that, and therefore, he thought it would be Usr to go watch this surgery on Shabbos. However, the Achronim point out, based on a Chuma suggestion, another place that really might not be Halacha Lameisa, and they wanted to be Madchik the Raya. I just thought it was an interesting Raya that he tried to bring from our very Gemara to assume that there would still be an Isser Darabanan to watch a malacha being performed. The Gemara was only bothered by assuming that it would be an Isser D'Oreis. Okay, now up to the next Mishnah. We're going to be talking about Choresh now over here. We're up to the malacha of plowing. So the Gemara now discusses Shaila, how we get to plowing from the previous malacha. Okay, the Achronim talk about that, but let's go right to it. The Mishnah says, a Choresh Kolshu. Someone is plowing if it's any amount, or Hamenake, someone is weeding out. Rashi points out that what is he, actually not Rashi, it's really Bartanur, points out that he pulls out weeds between the plants, Vahamekarsim, and also someone who prunes branches. So Rashi points out that he cuts the branches from a tree that he wants them in order, that apparently this is the thing of pruning, that's how you improve a tree, that's how you do pruning. Vahamezarid, someone who prunes also these newer newer shoots of a tree, because again, the same exact thing, that there's a lot of them, so you want to diminish some of them in order to make it grow better. And a kol shu, and if you do this any amount, you're going to be chayav. If you do any amount, you're going to be chayav. A malakit etzim, someone who gathers wood, and he cuts the branches of a tree, im lesakin, if it's in order to do this to improve the tree, and in order that the area around it, Rashi points out, that you should be able to better grow it, kol shu, then you're going to be chayav any amount. Again, or this, because again, you're trying to improve the tree, so therefore you're going to be chayav. Im lehesek, however, if you're using it to light a fire, for a wood fire, kedei levashel beit zakal, then the amount you're going to be chayav is the amount which is required to eat, to cook an egg. So this is going to be more because again, you're using it to burn, so we're going to do amount of what would be chayav for that malacha. And then the Mishnah continues, malaket asavim, someone's gathering grass on Shabbos, so now, so you're going to be uprooting the grass, im lesakin. If you're doing it in order to improve the soil around, kol shu, you're going to be chayav for any amount. Im lebehema, however, your intent is to use it for animal food, then kimelo piagdi. Then the measure is going to be the amount of a small, goat. The amount of a goat's mouthful, that would be the chiyav they're going to be chayav, because again, because the gdi is generally the smallest animal that someone feeds grass to, and therefore that is the amount that the Mishnah was assuming would be chayav. So now the Gemara wants to ask, why are you chayav in the minimum share of choresh for just a minimal amount? The Gemara says, "My chazi." At the end of the day, what is this fit for? So Gemara says, "Chazi lebirz of the kara, the kavasik abe mishkan shekin roy lekalech echad shel simanim." The Gemara says, "No, it's because if you do even a tiny amount of plowing, that would be enough to plant a pumpkin seed." And we see that this is similar to the Mishkan, because the Mishkan, they would dig around the small little furrows in order to plant only one stalk of the herbs that they needed to produce the dyes. So this was a very small amount, and therefore you'd be chayav like this as well. Now the Mishnah also says, so that if someone is weeding or pruning the dry branches or the younger shoots, so the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned it, Brisa, Tolesh Olashin. Someone is plugging out these dry branches on Shabbos, Amizarid Zradim, so he's pruning reeds, Im Lachila Kigurgaris. If it's for someone to eat, then you're the shear you're going to be chayavan is the fig. Im Lebehema, if it's for animal food, Kimlo Piagdi, that's Kmidah Shemel Shear we saw before, as the map for the goat's mouth. Full Im Lahesek, ever using it for burning, the Kidei Lavashal Beit Zakal, in order to cook an egg, an easily cooked egg, Im Liafos is a karka. However, if it's done to improve the ground, Kol Shein can be chayav any amount of Shabbos. Now the Gemara continues, Atu Kula Lo Liafos a karka nina, but the simply, don't they all these things improve the land? So improving the land, we're saying that we're assuming right now that when the land is going to be improved when it's weeded, so the person should be chayav for doing any shear, kol shu. If it's a kol shu, should be chayav. So the Gemara says, you're right, the Gemara says, Rabbi Riyos, number Tavayah, Bagam Shenu. Really, we're talking about the first case of the Brisa, is referring to Dafka when you're plucking it out from an agam, from a small little swamp area where the land does not need to be improved in that area, so therefore that was what the Brisa was talking about. The Gemara says now, a different answer. The Gemara says, by Amar, afilu tema sadu delav agam kigon delo kamichavin. So Baya says that even if you want to assume that we're talking about a field that's not a swamp, maybe we can refer to a case where the person isn't intending to approve the land. So the Gemara wants to ask a question. The Gemara says, even if you don't want it to happen, but it's still vaday going to happen, then, and again, obviously, we always have davar shenu iskaven, is when a malacha, you're not intending for this to happen, but it might happen on Shabbos. So this is where the famous Makogos we had, Reb Shimon and Reb Yudah. Reb Yudah says you're going to be chayav, Reb Shimon says it's mutter. So now the question over here is, according to this, though, it's definitely going to happen. So the Gemara asks, when it's definitely going to happen, it's not in the category of Devar Shem Eskav, it's going to be in the category of what the Gemara is about to reject. The Gemara says, v'abayev v'rav v'demar tevayu, modir Reb Shimon v'psik reisha v'lo yamus, that this is going to be inevitable. Something is inevitable. We know psik reisha Reb Shimon is moda that it's going to be us. So literally, when you cut off the head of an animal, is not going to die, meaning that even though you don't want to use, you announced before, and you don't want to use this dead animal at all, so you cut it, you killing it, is still going to be usher according to Reb Shimon. He agrees that psik resha is usher. So here too, it's a psik resha. It's definitely going to happen, because when you what are you doing? You're improving the land, but you're doing it for someone else. Who cares that I'm doing it for someone else and it doesn't affect me? At the end of the day, I still care about it. So the Gemara says now, the Gemara didn't assume yet, we were talking about someone else's field, but the Gemara is about to answer that. The Gemara says, Lo tricha de ka'avi ba'ar de charve. The Braisa is ruling over here is only specifically when you're doing it for your friend. And since you don't care about that land for your friend, then it's going to be mutter. So that I already threw in the answer, I apologize before. So now the Gemara is suggesting that because you're doing it for your friend, it's going to be mutter. The question that comes out of here is that this implies that a davar in a miskavin, if it's lo nichale, if it's considered that it's something you don't care about, there doesn't personally benefit you, this definitely is implied from the Gemara over here that should be mutter. And that's not so pasha. The Arach quoted in Tosfos Lotzrika, a very important Aruch over here, because a very important Machlok is Rishonim. He indeed paskin like that, and implied from Rashi over here, seemingly would go like this Aruch. However, Tosfos reject this, and Tosfos says no. If you have a Davarshin or a Skavin, sorry, rather, if you have a psik resha de lo nichalei, you're still going to be usher to do on Shabbos. So how does Tosfos get around this Gemara over here? At the end of the day, how is Tosfos going to get around this? So Tosfos says this malacha was over here is not deresa. Granted, everyone's going to agree that a psik resha de lo nichalei, even according to Rav Shimon, is not an iser deresa. However, Tosfos says that here this would be under an iser derabanan, and since it's an iser derabanan, that is why it's going to be problematic, and that's what Tosfos hold. So we really are chosen for that. We do not allow a psik risha de lo nichalei on Shabbos. We do not allow, if there's a definite thing that's going to happen, even though you don't want, it's an action of your result that you don't want at all, and you don't care if that other result happens, that would still be usher to do on Shabbos. Let's say a classic example. If you're opening your fridge and the light's going to turn on, so you don't care that the light turns on. It's fully light outside. You don't need that light to turn on. So that's called lo nichalei because you don't care about it. Lo ichbasei and lo nichalei is usually interchanged, that you don't care about it. So according to the Aruch, Heter Gomer, what do I care that the light's turning on? It has nothing to do with my maisa. My maisa was opening the fridge, so it doesn't matter. However, Tosfos hold that a psik resha de lo nichalei is still usher b'derabanan, and we definitely pass like that. We pass that it's usher. The shaila then becomes, what about a psik resha on a malacha derabanan, where the malacha in the first place was only a malacha derabanan that was being done? This is all malacha that was going to be deraisa if you do it. What about a malacha derabanan? That seems to be a machlokas later achrodim, and there might be a lot more room to make a b'shas et chak, let's say, things like that. That definitely comes up actually in the sugya binyan or whatever. But chora Ashkenazi paskim that we are machmer even in that situation. Unless it's mamash haskam chalgadol, then you don't have to ask Rav if it's an only nisur rabbanan being done and it's a psik resha de lo nichalei. Maybe we could say that it's mutter. However, the Sfardim seem to be a little bit more makeh when it comes to psik resha de lo nichalei. So that again, everyone have to ask Rav when they had that shaila. But okay, this is a very very important Tosfos that is quotes a very important shita of the Aruch that comes up over here. Now we're moving on to another malacha. We're up to now the malacha that the Tana decides to discuss, the malacha of koisev, of writing. So now the Mishnah says, a koisev shtei osios, if someone is writing two letters, ben b'yuna ben b'smolo, whether it's with his right hand or with his left hand, ben b'shem echa ben b'shtei shemos, whether it's one letter or two. So what does this mean? So Rashi explains, it means whether you wrote the same letter twice, meaning you wrote aleph aleph, or you wrote aleph beis. So that's how the Rashi explains this. We're going to get to this. It gives me important on Kuf Gimel Beit on the Maskana to mention the Rambam who's cholik on this Rashi. Bein b'shtei simanios, whether it was with two different types of ink, bechol lashon, in any language which you write, you're going to be chayev. You are chayev min de'oraisa. So this bechol lashon is very problematic. There's a Ramah quotes the Or Zeruah. Ramah seems to actually at least rely on it. In certain circumstances, the Or Zeruah, he's using at least a sniff lahakel in certain circumstances, that the Or Zeruah, famous sheet, the Or Zeruah writes that if a person writes in any other language other than Hebrew, that is not min de'oraisa. The only min de'oraisa is lashon kodesh, is writing in Hebrew. So the Nodi Buddha asks Rambam Kashi, says the Beferish Mishnah, I don't understand. The Mishnah says if you write bechol lashon, you are going to be chayev. How you get around this? So Nibuda says you have to be tochak lafid the Or Zeruah, and you have to explain that the Mishnah means that if you wrote in Hebrew a letter which means something in English, let's say you wrote green, gimel resh yud yod nun, green. I wrote it in Hebrew though. So that's what the Mishnah is telling you to chayav. It doesn't mean anything in Hebrew, but it means something in English, so therefore you're going to be chayav. Or a letter, let's say that's only two, maybe only two letters, lechora, because it means something, that'll be shalafi. Okay, so that's lafi. That's how the Nodeb Yehuda answers for the Or Zeruah. The Mishnah Berurah is not like this Or Zeruah whatsoever. He thinks that it's a Das Yachin in Poskim. We shouldn't rely on it even as a stiff lakel whatsoever, not even to use it. Okay? So the big shaila. So the Nodeb Yehuda says, Amar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, L'chayv v'shtei osios ela mishum roshem. That they only said that writing two letters because, not because of writing inherently is a problem, because it was actually really, it's only they used to mark things in the Mishkan. What they used to do, shekenei kosu nakar she'a Mishkan, leida ezo ben zugo. They used to write on the boards a little marking, like a whatever, let's say this one's a triangle, this one's a square, to know that this one goes in that place and this one goes in that place. So now, Lefi Rabbi Yossi, there's a big nafkamina. I mean, Rabbi Yossi's understanding, the whole malacha of writing is all in symbols. So according to Rabbi Yossi, then what comes out is that really if you have a marking, even though there's no special significance, you're going to be chayev for writing symbols as well. Just marking of two letters happens to be the symbol they may have used, but really the ikar is writing. So this, according to him, is much more machmir. Any symbol or anything you use, according to Rabbi Yossi, you'd be chayev mide or reisa. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Matzinu, shem katan mishem gadol. We find sometimes that a short word is part of a longer word. So that we have that sometimes, like, and then the Mishnah is about to give an example. How do you have that? Shem mishem on umishmuel. If you use the word shin men, so you start writing writing Shem Mem, you already wrote in the word Shem. And that's part of the word. You intended of writing Shimon, you're going to be Chayav. Noach, Menachor, if you wrote the Nun Ches Menachor, or Da, Dalav, Nun, Daniel, or God, Megadil. All these are examples of the first two letters of the form a different name within itself or a different name. Okay, the Gemara is going to analyze Rabbi Yehuda's Shita on the next daf. So now the Gemara says, Bishlama ayamin lichayev. I understand why you could assume that you're writing, you're going to be chayev with your writing when you write with your right hand. That's the way people write. That's the normal way of writing things. El asmol amai. But why is a person going to be chayev for writing with his left hand? Ha ein derech ksivakach. This is not the normal way of writing. So if something's done in a klachayad, it's never going to be chayev midoraisa. Maybe derabana, but how can you say chayev midoraisa? So the Gemara answers now. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya beiter yod shanu. Rabbi Yirmiya says we're discussing dafka lefty. A lefty writes with his left hand. That is going to be chayev. If a righty writes with his left hand, he's not going to be chayev. The Gemara says, "The have a small day, kiyamin de kuliyama, v'asmol lechayev, ayamin lechayev." But wait a second. If I'm on a lefty, then the Mishnah's other line is a problem because the Mishnah says if you write with your left hand or with your right hand, you're going to be chayev. So then the lefty's left hand, granted, he should be right. That he's going to be chayev with. But then when the lefty writes with his right hand, that's also not the derech. That's not a way that he's not able to write with. So he also shouldn't be chayev. So the Gemara says, you're "Right, elam abaye b'shulah b'shteyad." We're talking about someone who's ambidextrous. If someone is ambidextrous, he's going to be chayev no matter which way he writes because he uses his right and left hand interchangeably. The Achronim just point out that the Mishnah can't be talking about someone who's actually ambidextrous exactly equally, because if that's the case, there's no chiddush whatsoever. That's clearly the derech. It has to be that someone still, let's say, is ambidextrous. You have this a lot of times with someone who's ambidextrous with writing. They're more comfortable writing with one hand as opposed to the other. More comfortable a lot of times with their right hand, let's say, as opposed to their left hand. So if that's the case, this ambidextrous person, that's the chiddush. Since you're able to write on a somewhat equal level and write legibly with the left hand, that's the chiddush over here that you're going to be chayev. Rav Yosher just points out, he thinks that if a person's typing, there's going to be no nafkamina whether you type with your right or left hand. Rav Yosher seems to assume that typing is mamasha, at least maybe printing, let's say, for sure, would be a chiyuv deraisa of ksiva. A lot of people assume that when you write on a laptop, let's say, it might not be ksiva deraisa, it would be a shayla, but Rav Yosher assumes that it is ksiva deraisa, and he writes that if you're writing with your left hand on a computer, he thinks that there would be no difference, because the whole point of saying that you write with your left hand is not legible, and a person has a very difficult time, almost can't write at all with his left hand. He can't sign, can't write, can't anything. So if you're typing, there's no nafkamina. I mean, you might do it slowly, but clearly, if you do, people type all the time with the right and left hand. So therefore, he thinks you'd be chayav mida areso if you type with your left hand. Very interesting. The Gemara now continues. Rav Yaakov, Brei de Bas Yaakov. Rav Yaakov is the son of the daughter of Yaakov. He's the son of the daughter. Apparently, Rashi in Irvin tells us because his father wasn't chashuv. So they say it off to his mother. Okay, the Gemara says, Hamani, who is, he's answering the Mishnah differently. Who is the Mishnah? The Mishnah is Rav Yossi, Damar Lochaivu Sheosi, Ela Mishum Roshim. She's just following Rav Yossi, who says that the only reason they have the Chiyuv is to assume it because of two letters, because of the issue of marking something. So according to Rav Yossi, it doesn't matter when you write with your left hand what it looks like. As long as it comes out of something, which it will come out some design, so it doesn't care if you're actually not formally writing properly. According to Rabbi Yossi, you should still be chayev. The Gemara says, "But wait a second, though. How many did Seifa Rabbi Yossi reish alav Rabbi Yossi?" But they can't fit because the Gemara says, "We say that this was the way Divrei Rabbi Yossi." Amar Rabbi Yossi. We quote Rabbi Yossi, so that implies that the reish of the first part of the Mishnah is not Rabbi Yossi because we're quoting Rabbi Yossi seemingly only in the second part of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, "No, Kula Rabbi Yossi. He really the entire Mishnah is the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, and it just left out for whatever reason. It should have mentioned his name in the beginning part as well." Now the Gemara continues. The Gemara continues. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Matzino. That we find the Shem is Shimon and the etc. We quoted God, Gadil, all those different names. The Gemara says, Ella, Rabbi Yehuda, Shtei Osis, Vein, Shtei Shem, Osehuda, Mechayev. So, Shtei Osis, Vein, Shem, Echad, Lo Mechayev. So the Gemara says, implication of Rabbi Yehuda right now, and based on the Mishnah, is that only for two letters that are of two letters that are two different, Shtei Osis, there's two different names, you're going to be Chayev. However, Shtei Osis, Vein, Shem, Echad, Lo Mechayev. However, let's say you use the same letter twice, but that also affirms a word, you will not be Chayev according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda quotes examples. Let's say you use Sheish, which is part of the word sheshach, or taste, which is part of titnu, or chach, which is a bracelet. Right, we have the chach b'nezer and the pasuk over there. So these are all psuk. This implies from Yehuda, you're not be chayv on all these. However, atana the bracelet tells you v'asa ma'achas. The bracelet tells you you're going to do one of these averos ashelat tasena. Right. So the pasuk now is continuing. The pasuk is more rachatas. So the term achas, the Gemara is a drasha now. The fact that you're going to do one of them, yachol atchi yichtov kol hashem. I would have thought only if you do achas as the entire name. V'yachio kol beged, or if you weave the entire garment, or v'yach asya kol anaf, or you have to make the entire sieve. Tamalomer me'achas. Torah is teaching you therefore as to you from one me'achas. If you just said achas, I would have thought you have to do the complete thing. Here, me'achas is teaching you the person is going to be chayv even if you didn't do the entire melacha that you planned on doing. So ima'achas, if that's the case, then I would have thought then yachol afilo lo kasav ela os achas. I would have thought you only be chayv even if you only wrote one letter. V'lo ragel achut achar, or you wove only one thread when it comes to weaving. When it comes to v'lo asa beis echad benaf, or made only one thing for the sieve. Apparently, I don't know the matzias of these weaver things at all, but apparently the weaver things that when they have the warp over here, that you used to need two warp reeds to place around them. So if you only do one, you haven't finished the malacha of preparing this nafa. So then, if you do only one, I would have thought, even there, you're going to be chayav, says the Gemara, Tamad Lomar Achas, the Torah therefore has to teach you one, that's why you have both, that you have to teach you the chiddush of here, that you still need the complete action needs to be done. So the Gemara says, how do you have this? Someone's only going to be chayav if he writes a short word that is part of a long word. So then the Gemara says, now, what is that example? All these examples, then you would be chayav. The Rambam writes, the Rambam understands that you're only going to be chayav if the words have a meaning. So only if you have the words that have a meaning, but Pashtus, the Rambam holds that that's the only case. Dan, Ganiel, God, all these examples, the Gemara was saying something that had a meaning. However, it's clear from the Rashi. Rashi quoted the Tanakhama, and he quoted the first part of the Tanakhama as implying that even if you write Aleph Aleph, or two different letters don't mean anything, according to Rashi, it seemingly was clear that you'd still be chayav mida oraisa. Just another chiddush of Rambam points out, the only reason you're chayav two letters in general, when it comes to, he thinks that that's only because in Lashon Kodesh, the smallest word you could possibly have, let's say if your Rashi would work very well, also the Rambam, but the smallest word you could have is two letters. There's no word that is one letter in Hebrew. Therefore, Chazal established that two letters is the minimum shear for the Chiyav D'oraisa, meaning they have told you that that's the shear. However, he thinks that maybe potentially, if I remember correctly, he told this Chiddush, that in English, you'd be Chiyav D'oraisa even for one letter. Why? Because I and A are words, is a word, and you complete a word only with one letter. So therefore, he thinks potentially in English, you'd even be Chiyav, only for one letter. So now, either way, so now the Gemara goes back. Gemara now, quoting Rabbi Yehuda, Gemara wants to point out a steer between what he implies in the Mishnah and what he says in the Brace. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, afilo kosav el shtei osios, ve'melchaz kegon sheish tach v'rach v'gag. Right? If you only write one letter in the same word, you're still going to be chayav, meaning if you write the shin-shin, or reish-reish, test-test, all those have implications, so therefore you'd be chayav, right? Again, in these things, for example, you have sheish, which is six, as well as sheshiptar, Rashi quotes, and sheishach, and also you have the sheshamam and tes, which is giving, which means the Rashi quotes the pasuk of tisro. All these examples are part of a larger word. Now the Gemara quotes a third shita before we get into the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yosef, v'chi mashem kosev u'chayav, elo eno chayav mashem roshem." He's only chayav of marking. Shekin rosh min al karsha mishkan leida ezohi ben zugo. So because again they only did it to know which board needs to be next to which board. So therefore they wrote only markings. L'vichach sarat shrita achas shnei sarim. So he says clearly over here, scratches one scratch on two different boards, or shnei sritos on esra echad, or two scratches on one board. Chayav, you're going to be chayav even though you don't write any letters here. Again, l'shitasa, because it's all about the markings on the board. L'fi Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Shimon is now a fourth sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Asa Achas Yachol. So the pasuk says Asa Achas. You're going to do one. So Yachol Ach Yichtov as Kol Hashem. Ach Yirah Kol Abegad. Ach Yisrael Kol Nafal Tamadomer Meachas. Again, he would have thought that only if you write the entire word that he planned, or he weaves the entire garment, or he makes the entire sieve. Tamadomer Meachas. The Torah is therefore teaching you from one to teach the person is not going to be chayav unless he does the entire melacha. And the entire planned malacha on Shabbos. Ima'achas, the Gemara says, if that's true, the words ma'achas, I would have seen yachol, afilo lo kasav ela os achas. I wonder if the ma'achas teaches you even if you write one letter. Oh, afilo lo agar achos echad, or only wove one thread, afilo asa ela bayis achad minafet, or you only made one part of the sieve. Tamalam ra'achas, the Torah is therefore teaching you one, which indicates that a person has to complete acts and be chayef. Hakeza, how do you have that? According to Reb Shimon, this is a different interpretation now. Eino chayef, ashis malacha, shetuba miskayemes. A person only going to be chayef if he does a malacha, which the type of malacha that is to be permanent malacha. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon is telling you that he's adding that the Gemara is going to discuss a little bit more, but that's what Rabbi Shimon is telling us. And the Gemara says, another Rabbi Yosi Omer, Va'asa achas va'asa hena. Pasuk says you're going to do one of these averas, you're also going to do one of them. So there are many transgressions. This teaches sometimes that someone who does an avera is going to be chayav one chatas for all of these averas. Sometimes he's going to be chayav for each and every one of his averas. So the Gemara explains what comes out of the Braisa. So we learn from the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afil lokasav ela shtei usios vein shem echad chayav. We see from Rabbi Yehuda that even if someone wrote only two letters in the same of the same letter, the same word, he's going to be chayav. So this implies, this seems to imply imply a steer between Rabbi Yehuda, right? This implies that Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah said that a person is not going to be chayav unless he writes two different letters. Here, the brace is almost explicitly that Rabbi Yehuda is going to be chayav if you write this two letters. Let's say you write tos or the different letters that we said sheish, right, shin shin, which said it has a meaning. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we said over here you're going to be chayav. So how do we answer Rabbi Yehuda? The Gemara says nelokasha. This is not a shaila in Rabbi Yehuda. The statement of the Mishnah is referring. That's really Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda. In the brace, Rabbi Yehuda is really just quoting the sheet of his Rebbe, but he doesn't really hold like that. We see different prices that would show this explicitly, that Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe held differently. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Mishim Rebbe Gamliel, he says the name of Gamliel, his Rebbe, that he says, Afila lo kasav el shtei osios, vehin ha shimech ad chayav, kagon sheish, teis, rar, gak, and chach. That even if someone wrote only two letters of the same letter, right? So these same letter, he's still going to be chayav. For example, right? Shin shin, test, if you have shin shin, tof tof, reish reish, gimel gimel, chav, ches and ches. So all these examples, you are going to be chayav. So we see Rabbi Yehuda clearly, this statement of the Rebbe is really reflecting the view of Rabbi Gamliel. So there's no stira. So now the Gemara wants to analyze the Rebbe itself. Now the Gemara, we answered the stira and Rebbe Yehuda. That's all why we brought the Rebbe. Now the Gemara says, once you're on the Rebbe, let's discuss the Rebbe. Where's the Rebbe Shimon? Hainu Tanakama. Shimon is really the shita of the Tanakama. They both seem to hold that a person is going to be chayav for writing any letters from a longer word, even if the letters are identical. Why did he need to repeat the same shita? So the Gemara now says, the Gemara then answers it, v'chitema, but the Gemara before suggesting it says that you're going to suggest an answer, then I'll reject that answer. What is that? The Gemara says, v'chitema, aleph, de azercha, ika benayim. That you're going to say that at the end of the day that there's a difference between the aleph, the word azercha. The Tanakama says aleph, the azercha lo mechayah. The Tanakama is going to tell you someone writes an aleph, azercha is not going to be chayah because the aleph is not an actual word. Rabbi Shimon is going to suffer kevan de ise begalture be'al mechayah. Rabbi Shimon is going to hold that since they form in amulets, so then since you write aleph in that way, you're going to be chayav. That's not going to be the nafkamina. You know, that can't be the Rabbi Shimon, because then the memra, the Rabbi Shimon lechuma, that would be implying that Rabbi Shimon holds that we're going to be machmir in this case, and person going to be chayav writing for this case. Vatanya, when Bryce says explicitly otherwise, hakodev kol shuchayav. If someone drills any amount, it's going to be chayav. Megar kol shu, someone who scrapes any amount of a pole or parchment, me'abed kol shu, someone who tans any amount, hatsar beklitzura kol shu, someone who engraves on a utensil, any amount of design, all these cases are going to be chayav. However, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, achik dachas kula, achik gras kula, achik abes kula, achik tzuz kula, and all these examples, Rabbi Shimon requires you to scrape the entire thing, to tan the entire thing, for the Muslim to drill the entire thing, and also to engrave the entire thing. So we see Rabbi Shimon would not hold the person to be chayav unless you do the entire malacha. So too, with the shame, he should require you l'chora to write the entire shame. So the entire name. The Gemara says, "El Rabbi Shimon who da'as l'ashminan ad shichtov etz Hashem kula." Rabbi Shimon is actually teaching you a chiddush that you're going to be chayav unless you write the entire word that you originally had planned. The Gemara says, "But me matzis amar talka." We quoted a brayta that it said, "Vatanya Rabbi Shimon Omer ve'asa achas." The pasuk says, "Asa achas yochel ad shichtov etz Hashem kula." You would have thought that he's going to be chayav unless he writes the entire word of Talmud. Al me'achas teaches you as a rebuy from one. Rabbi Shimon is telling you that you're going to be chayav from writing part of a partial chiyuv, partial of what you were planning on doing. You're still going to be chayav. So the Gemara says you have to explain the brayta the following. You have to explain the brace as follows. Yachal Adshikhtav was apostle Kulo Tamalumbar Meachas. No, you would have thought in the brace of teaching this Kiddush in Rabbi Shimon, you would have thought Mechayv only write the entire apostle. You read out the entire plan, write Veidaber Shimon Moshe Limar. And the word write Veidaber, according to that, that's Meachas, according to Shimon, is Meachas teaching you if only write the words Veidaber, you would in fact be Chayv. Now the Gemara continues the Hemchik of the brace, Rabbi Yossi Yomer Vasa Achas Vasa Hina. Paimem Shechayv Achas Al Kulam, sometimes you're going to be Chayv. One chaitas for violating many averas. Sometimes you're going to be chayav a separate chaitas for each and every avera that you've done. I'm Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, my time in Rabbi Yossi. Where does Rabbi Yossi get this? He gets this for achas. It could have said achas. You could have said me'achas from one. Mehena, mehena. It could have said hena. It could have said the pasuk says v'asa hena. Now it says mehena is another reboy. So we have another reboy over here. And then v'hi. So then we learn out. So then we can again. We're going to learn out hena mehena. So we learn out. Sorry, again. Achas me'achas hena mehena. Achas shehi hena and hena shehi. So Rabbi Yossi learns out that we learn out that there's going to be certain avera that you've done, you violated one avera that's going to be like doing many averas. Vehina shir achas, so there's going to be many averas, it's like one. Now the Gemara says, the Gemara is going to get back into it. The Gemara first quotes on. The Gemara says, achas mishimon is me'achas shem mishimon. The achas is the full name Shimon, and then me'achas is only partial kim of what you plan on doing was writing the word shem, shem mem, and shemon, out of Shimon. Now the Gemara continues, hena avos. So when we talk about Hena, what does the lashon of Hena teaches you? That's where we derive the avos of avos malachos. Mehena is a riboy of teaching you the toldos malachos. The term Hena teaching you again from them is literally the toldos. It's a derivative of the main avos avos malachos. Now the Gemara says achas shehi Hena. What do we learn about achas shehi Hena? That you're doing many averos as a kilu. You've done many averos. Don't Shabbos kilos malachos. When you know it's Shabbos, however, you don't know borer, you don't know bishul, you don't know a lot of malachos toichen, and you do all three of those averos. So that is don't Shabbos kilos. That's like that is going to be achas shehi Hena. It's like many averos. You're going to bring many different korbanos. You're going to bring as many chataos as you've done. As malachas you've forgotten. Hena she achas. What about that a case of many averas where it's only like one is shkiga Shabbos don malachas where you've forgotten Shabbos and you knew it was a malachas. Again, the fundamental difference is where each and every malacha is something I've forgotten. Therefore, I have to bring a new chatas. As opposed to Shabbos, you had one helam. One helam is that you forgot it Shabbos. Even though you do many malachas, you're only going to be chayav one. Now the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah where it says Amar Rabbi Yehuda Matzinu Shem Katan Mishem Gadol, that we see a short word part of a long word. So example was Shem Mishim, and where it says Mi Dami. How can you say that though? Mem the Shem Sasum Mem. The Shimon Pasuach, that really a mem that's not a mem sofis is very, that looks very different than a mem sofis. They're two different words. They look different, right? They're going to be Shimon is open, and then the mem of the of Shem is going to be closed because the mem sofis. So my answer is Amar Chista Zosomeres Sosom Aso Pasuach Kasha Lafi Rebuta. Must be that if a person intended that if you write a closed letter meaning a mem sofis and change it with a mem, you would in fact write a sofer who's writing a sefer Torah that would not pass the sefer Torah. The Gemara says Meisivet, that's really true though. It seems to be against the Reisa. We learn from the word Uksaftim, which is written by Tefillin and Mezuzahs, and we learn it out also for Sefer Torah as well. Shetehek Sivatama, the person has to have a perfect writing. What is that? Shelo yichtov alfin ayin and ayin alfin. Shouldn't mix up the words alfin ayin. That's just because you interchange those words with the way you pronounce them. Ashkenazim pronounce them the same. Mamish. So we really should pronounce them to the ayin like the Sfarim, but we don't. By the way, you might get confused in writing them. So if you do that, it's going to be possible. Bez kuf and kuf bez. The kuf looks like a bez and bez looks like a kuf. Gimel tadik and tadik gimel. All these examples are things that look similar or have parts that look similar. Dalsin reishin reishin dalsin a dal reishin reishin dalit hein chesar chesin. Hey, because they look the same without the little chip trick. Vav, yud, yud, and vav obviously look the same. Also, zayin, nun, and nun, zayin, test, pay, and pay, and test. Those are examples of things that look similar. And kfufin, pshutin, pshutin, kfufin. Bent letters straight, and straight letters bent. What is this? So this is, as you point out, they have the chaf, the pay, tzadik, and the nun. They're curved when you're written in the beginning and the middle of the word, but they're straight when you're found at the end of the word. Okay, you're not allowed to switch these forms. If you do, it's going to passel it. And memim, samachim, samachim, memim, memim, samachim, samachim, mem, stumim, chuzim, chuzim. This is an important part for us. The kasha is here. The closed letters open, open letters closed, is going to passel the sefer Torah. So how can you tell me that's going to be kasha? So the Gemara says, you know what? We'll pick up for the hemshech of the Gemara, we're in the middle of the brisa, but just the time is over. So we'll pick up a mitzvah, parshas, pechusa, layasim, stuma, and mitzvah tomorrow and finish up the kasha with the teretz. Okay.